有一个简短的祷告。
Before we start our meeting, let's have a short prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，让我们又一次机会一同聚在你的跟前。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you.
我们也像门徒一样在你的脚前受教。
Like the disciples, we want to come before you and be taught by you.
因为你知道天然的人在属灵的事情上面真是一无所有，也是一无所知的。
Because we know that the natural man before you, we know nothing about spiritual things.
但是我们感谢你实在是好夫子。
But we thank you because you are a good teacher.
你当日如何教导门徒，你今天也照样教导我们。
How you taught the disciples then, you are teaching us today.
所以我们求你开通我们的耳朵，叫我们能听得明白。
We pray that you open our ears that we may understand.
开通我们的心，叫我们能明白。
Open our hearts that we can understand.
主，我们把下午这段时间交在你的恩手中。
Dear Lord, we commit this afternoon's meeting into your hands.
愿你的灵自由地在这里运行。
Pray that your spirit will flow openly before us.
让我们在这里，得着主丰盛的膏油。
That we have the full anointing of your spirit.
让我们在你的话语中得着你自己的喂养和帮助。
That we may be fed by your own words.
愿说的和听的都蒙你的恩典。
Those who speak and those who hear will receive grace from you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear that you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.我们这一堂呢是和弟兄姊妹一同来交通话语的知识。
This afternoon we are going to share with you about the ministry of the word.
昨天下午呢，王弟兄呢已经把话语知识的各方各面啊，可以说都给我们做了一些的交通。
Yesterday our brother Wong already shared with us various aspects of this topic.
那今天下午呢，我希望在这里呢能够交通一点这个实际的经历。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with you some practical aspects.
不过呢，在我们交通这个实际的经历之前呢，我想总是还有一些的话呢，我希望呢稍微的再加强一下。
But before we share the practical aspects, there are still some words which I would like to strengthen.
希望我们弟兄姊妹呢，对话语的执事啊这件事情呢，能够一个更清楚的一个印象。
I hope that brothers and sisters will have an even more clear understanding and impression about this topic.
有神的仆人告诉我们说，话在教会里面话语的执事是最大的服事。
Some brothers told us that the ministry of the word is the biggest service that one can have in the church.
但请我们注意啊，他不是说是最重要的服事，乃是说是最大的服事。
Please notice, he didn't say that it was the most important service, but he said it is the greatest service.
因为在教会里面，所有的服事都是重要的。
Because every kind of service in the church are important.
我想今天在地上的教会啊，我们有一个错误的印象。我们把说话变成教会中侍奉最重要，其他都不重要。
And I think generally there's a misconception in the church today that speaking the word is the most important service in the church today.
我们知道这是一个错误的一个想法。
We know this is a wrong way of thinking.
的确，话语的服事是教会中间最大的服事。
Indeed, the ministry of the word is the greatest service in the church.
因为我们不仅讲道需要用话。
Because not only that when we give a message, we need to speak.
我们教导需要用话。
When we teach, we need to speak.
我们交通需要用话。
When we share, we need to speak.
我们祷告需要用话。
When we pray, we need to speak.
甚至呢，连报告你也需要用话。
Even when we announce something, we need to speak.
所以，什么时候教会中没有了话语了，我想恐怕这个教会侍奉上面就缺了很多了。
So much so that whenever there's no word spoken in a church, then that service in the church becomes a problem.
所以这个服事呢，在所有的服事里面也是很重要的。
Therefore that service in the church is very important.
那我们知道为什么在教会里面会有所谓的话语的执事呢？
We would like to know why in the church there should be a ministry of the word.
那 我们第一件事情啊，我想我们在话语上服事的人，我们要紧紧的、牢牢的抓住。
There's one thing that those who serve in the Lord in the ministry of the Word should really get hold of.
就是神有话要说。
And that is to say, God has something to say.
啊，不是我们有话要说。
Not that we have something to say.
是神有话要说。
It is that God has something to say.
我觉得这个在话语的服事上面，可以说是第一也是最重要的一件事情，我们必须牢牢的把它抓住。
I believe this is the first and foremost thing that in the ministry of word that we should lay hold of.
我们都知道神是说话的神。
We know God is a God who speaks.
他借着说话行事。
He works by speaking.
圣经告诉我们说他说有就有，命立就立。
The Holy Spirit says that when he says there is and there is, when it is, he says that will exist, it will exist.
神说话跟我们人说话不一样。
When he speaks, it's different from what we speak.
我们很多的话都是所谓的空话。
When we speak things, very often they are empty words.
常常说完了，没不会有什么事情发生的。
Very often after we have spoken, nothing will happen.
但是神不一样。
But God is different.
如果是神的话，神一说出来，一定有事情发生的。
When God speaks, there must be something in it.
所以说神从来不随便说话。
So God never just speak carelessly.
但是我们的神他是说话的神。
But our God is a God who speaks.
我们都知道当神一说话的时候。
We know that whenever God speaks.
整个天地就创造出来了。
The heavens and earth became established.
神一说话就有光。
When he said something, there was light.
神一说话就有智慧。
When he spoke, there was wisdom.
他叫我们这些愚顽的人呢，就有智慧。
He calls these foolish people like us to have wisdom.
神一说话就有能力出来。
When God speaks, there is the power.
所以在教会里面，神的话语是很重要的。
Therefore, in the church, God's word is most important.
我们是需要神的话语。
We need God's word.
我想这次我们来参加特会。我们就是希望能多听见神的话。
I believe that when we come here to attend this conference, what we want to have is more of God's word.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约圣经啊，可以看见有一个例子。
We can see that in the Old Testament there is an example.
就是当四世纪以后。
After the time of the judges,
以色列人的光景呢，非常的荒凉。
The condition of the Israelites were very low.
在撒母耳记上第三章有这样的话说。
And in First Samuel chapter 3, it is said.
他说：“神的言语稀少，不常有默示。
God's word is so scarce that there's no revelation.
我们知道这是神的儿女们活在悲惨光景中的一个主要的原因。
And that was one of the main reasons why the children of God was living in such a low state.
所以也是今天也是一样。
And today it is the same.
今天地上的教会如果没有了神的话语。
Today in the church of God, if there's no word of God,
神的儿女们就活在黑暗的里面。
Then the children of God will be living in darkness.
神的儿女就活在软弱的光景中。
And the children of God will be living in weakness.
我们知道这是很严肃的一件事情。
This is a very serious matter.
我们可以感觉到今天特别这个时代
We feel that especially in this time and age
在教会里面充满了人的言语不多有神的话语
In the church there are more of men's word than God's word
这是教会软弱的一个很大的原因
This is one of the great main reasons why the church is so weak
所以我们需要听见神的话
Therefore we need to be able to listen to God's word
神是说话的神
When God speaks
所以在话语的服事上，第一件事情我们必须牢牢地抓住是神要说话。
And so, when we talk about the ministry of word, one thing we must lay hold of, and that is to say, God speaks.
神有话要说。
God has something to say.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他不断地用他的话供应他自己的百姓。
He continuously supply his children with God's word.
但是神说话的方式，有很多不同种。
But God speaks in various ways.
神可以直接说话。
He could speak directly.
我想我们从圣经里面可以找到很多的例子，神直接说话。
We can see in the Bible there are many examples when God spoke directly.
但是呢，好像神更喜欢的是什么？借着人来为他说话。
But I think God even likes it more when He speaks through men.
我们晓得这就是那个话语的执事的一个来源。
I think that is the origin of the ministry of the word.
当神把话托付给人，让人来说的时候， 那个就是话语的指示。
When God commit His word to man and man speaks, that is the ministry of the word.
我想在这里啊，我们圣经顺便要再提加进来讲一点。
I think I should add this here.
因为在话语的服事上。
Because in the ministry of the word,
我们常常第一个想到就是人的口才的问题。
And the first thing that we would it would come into our mind is the eloquency of man.
但是你当你读圣经的时候，你会发觉很稀奇。
But when you read the Bible, it seems very strange.
神常常拣选那些没有口才的人来为他说话。
God often chose people who could not speak to speak.
今天我们在教会里面，我们常常看见人说，哎呀，那个弟兄啊，他蛮有口才，说请他讲道啊。
Today in the church, we often find that when we see someone who could speak well, we will ask him, invite him to speak.
神并不太重视人的口才。
God does not place an important element and when he could speak.
所以你看，我们举一个实际的例子，像摩西。
We give a practical example like Moses.
当他大有才干、大有口才的时候，神不用他的。
When he was full of ability and he was very eloquent, God did not choose him.
所以神就把他带到旷野去啊，四十年。
And God let him into the wilderness for 40 years.
叫他没有太多机会讲话。
So that he would have not many opportunities to speak.
天天带着个羊啊，进进出出啊。
Every day he was leading the sheep in and out.
所以我常常想，这四十年过来之后呢，这个摩西只会讲羊的话。
I think after 40 years, Moses could only speak the language of the sheep.
难怪到他八十岁的时候啊。
When he was 80 years old.
神说你现在要替我到法老面前说话。
Now you should follow me and go and speak before the Pharaoh.
摩西说我不会说话。
And Moses said I could not speak.
甚至摩西对神说：“你愿意找谁就找谁好了，不要找我，我不会说话。”
So much so that Moses said, "Well, go and find whoever you want to, but I am not eloquent."
圣经记载说，甚至神生气啊。
And you remember that God was angry with him.
神说：“造舌头的、造口的是谁呀、啊？对不对
？”He said, "Who make the tongue? Who make the mouth?"
那好了好了，我就让你的哥哥亚伦来替你说话好了。
All right, then let your brother Aaron speak for you.
哎，结果我们后来发现啊。亚伦倒很少说话，都是摩西在说，对吧
？And in the end, we see that Aaron spoke very, very seldom spoke, but it was mostly Moses who spoke.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We really thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，这样说来，就是每一个人都可以替神说话。
And this way, we know that everyone can speak.
我可以告诉你们，我小的时候向来是不太会说话。
I can tell you that when I was young, I could not speak well.
尤其怕站在人的面前说话。
Especially, I was so shy to speak in front of people.
所以我从小的志愿呢，从来没有一个志愿说要当老师啊，当这些我没有。
So I never had the intention that when I grew up I would become a teacher.
但是没有想到主一天把我抓出来，要叫我说话。
I would never have thought that God has asked me to come out and to speak.
哎，神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
所以一说也说了好几十年。
And I've done this for scores of years now.
感谢神，神用那些不会说话的人替他说话。
We thank God that God used those who could not speak to speak for him.
因为神常常感觉这个不会说话的人叫他说话还比较可靠一点。
Because I think God finds out that those who could not speak when you ask him to speak, he's more trustworthy.
找那个口才太好的人，他就尽说自己的话，对不对
？And if you find somebody who's eloquent, he will be speaking his own mind.
那弟兄姊妹们。我们知道，在神教会里面，话语的运用上面来讲，有广义和狭义的之间的一个分别。
And when you speak, there are two different aspects: the broad aspect and the narrow aspect.
我们一般讲到所谓的先知讲道，我们知道这是指的一个狭义的一面。
And when you talk about the prophets prophesizing, we are talking about the narrow aspect of speaking.
因为在教会里面还有许许多多的方面需要人用言语的。
Because in the church there are many other areas where speech is required.
所以我们一般话语的交通呢，我们可以说这个称作是广义的。
So when we use speech to share, it is in a broad aspect that we are thinking about.
我想不一定每一个弟兄姊妹都能，尤其弟兄们啊，不一定每个都能做先知讲道。
I think that especially among brothers, not everyone could become a prophet.
但是所有的弟兄姊妹都可以为神说话。
But every brother and sister could speak for God.
并且呢，虽然呢，在功用上面不一样，但是原则上面来讲是一样。
Although the effect is different, the principle is still the same.
所以我下面呢，交通一些，也许比较好像讲到关于先知讲道的这一方面，但是呢，原则上弟兄姊妹都可以运用。
What I'm going to talk mainly, perhaps, it seems to relate to prophets' teaching, but it is applicable to everyone.
姊妹们虽然没有什么太多的机会能为主站讲台长篇大论的讲。
Although sisters may not have many opportunities to come and speak,
但是至少我们也要能分辨什么是真正的这个话语的指示，什么是不是这个话语的指示。
But at least we should be able to distinguish what is the ministry of the word and what is not.
在教会里面
，in the church，
讲道呢，弟兄姊妹们，是一个负担的传递。
And sharing a message is a delivering of a burden.
在旧约圣经的里面
，in the New Testament，
圣经里面讲到，论到先知们的讲道所常常讲到什么什么的末世啊。
And in the Bible, very often it mentions that the
末世
the revelation of the prophets.
那这个字呢，在圣经的原文呢，希伯来原文的意思就是负担。
And in the Hebrew, this word means burden.
今天有的人告诉我们说啊
，Today someone tells us，
哦，他说讲道啊太容易了。
He said, "Oh, it's easy to share a message."
只要圣经里面找几段圣经，好好读一读，解释一下，讲出一点的原则，这个就是讲道。
Sharing a message is just finding a few passages in the Bible and just talk about it a little. That is it.
弟兄姊妹们，真正的先知讲道，那是传递负担。
The true teaching of a prophet is to share a burden.
所以讲道不是为着讲道而讲道，是传递负担。
So you speak not for the sake of speaking, but to share a message.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
因为今天神心中有个负担，他要把这个负担呢，能够传递给他的百姓，所以他先把负担摆在这些说话的人里面。
Because today God has a burden, and in order to share the burden with His children, God first put this burden in a person.
这个负担呢，有时候也可以领悟作重担。
It is indeed a burden.
讲道实在是一个很沉重的担子。
Sharing a message is indeed a heavy burden.
你知道我刚刚二十几岁蒙召出来侍奉主的时候啊。
When I was called to serve the Lord when I was about 20 years old,
我是很喜欢服侍主。
I really like to serve the Lord.
但是一想到讲道啊，哎呀，我就害怕的不得了。
But whenever I thought about sharing a message, I was so frightened.
所以那个时候我就在算啊，一年呢，52个礼拜，至少讲52篇道，对吧
？So I thought that a year you have 52 weeks, at least you have to share the message 52 times.
十年的话520篇，哎呀，不得了啊。
So 10 years, it's 520 messages.
所以那个时候心里面实在感觉非常害怕。
And that time I was really frightened inside.
我都不知道我前面的路应该是怎么走的。
I do not know how I am going to walk the path in front of me.
等一下我会讲。
I will tell you later on.
其实不需要担心。不需要担心。
In fact, we don't have to worry about that.
因为担子是从神来的。
Because the burden is from God.
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们知道在教会中的讲道呢
sharing a message in the church
是负担的一个传递。
It is sharing and delivering of a burden.
并且呢，我们晓得神借的人说话。
And it is God speaking through man.
是说神的话。
It is speaking God's word.
所以呢，主的话跟人的话不一样。
So therefore, God's word and the word of man are different.
主耶稣曾经说啊，他说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
God says that my word is spirit and its life.
所以我们在教会中所传递的言语跟世界上人的那种的演讲是不一样的。
So delivering a message in the church and being an orator in the world is quite different.
我想约翰呢在晚年所写约翰福音啊。
And I think that when John wrote the Gospel of John in his later age,
他特别修正教会中间的一些的情况。
He amended certain conditions in the church.
因为在早期的时候，可能圣徒没这个感觉，觉得神的话呢就是一种丰富的知识。
Because I believe that in the early stages, the saints then thought God's word was just some rich knowledge.
所以很多神的侍奉神的人就偏向于这些知识。
So many of those who serve God were inclined to deal with knowledge.
我们晓得今天在地上的教会也是还是有同样的一个问题。
I think in the church today there's the same problem too.
我们觉得我们要能为神说话，我们需要很多丰富的知识。
We believe that when we speak of God, we need a rich knowledge.
我们需要进学校里去读很多的书。
We need to read a lot of books.
我们以为说呢。这个讲到了只不过是一个知识上的一个传授。
We believe that the ministry of the word is just a delivery of knowledge.
约翰告诉我们不。
John says no.
主耶稣说了我的话就是灵就是生命。
And the Lord said my word is spirit and is life.
教会中所传递的言语必须是灵是生命。
And the word that is delivered in the church should be spirit and life too.
什么是灵呢？
What is spirit?
我们提到灵，我们晓得就是启示。
When we talk about spirit, we think about revelation.
所以在教会中所传递的言语是一个启示。
So the word that is spoken delivered in the church must be a revelation.
啊，简单的说就是开眼睛。
To simply speaking is to open eyes.
我们记得保罗在蒙召的时候。
We remember when Paul was called.
神就告诉他说，你要出去，要开人的眼睛。
You have to go out and open the eyes of people.
所以，如果主的话出来是灵，弟兄姊妹们，在我们里面就会产生什么？产生启示的果效。
So if the word is spirit, then the effect in us would have an effect in us.
那么，或者这样说啊，在教会中的讲道呢？是跟灵有关系的。
We can say that the sharing a message in the church is something to do with spirit.
教会中的讲道不是头脑的问题。
And speaking in the church is not something in the head.
我们晓得为什么今天在地上教会充斥着这么多人的话呢？因为呢，人的头脑用的太多了。
Today we find that there's so much of men's word in the church because it is full of knowledge.
真正的话语知识是跟灵有关系的。
Real ministry of word has to do with spirit.
这里不仅是灵，也是生命。
Not only spirit, but also life.
什么叫生命呢
？What is life?
我们晓得提到生命就是一个供应。
We know that life is a kind of supply.
生命就是一种的滋润。
Life is some sort of anointing.
生命就是一种能力。
Life is a power.
所以在神的家中，神的话语出来的时候。弟兄姊妹们，是跟世界上人所说的话语是完全不一样的。
So in a church, when God's word is spoken, it is different from the word spoken in the world.
我看今天在座很多青年的弟兄姊妹。
I see many young brothers and sisters among us here.
我想，因为我们在世界上受过教育，所以我们很喜欢知识。
We know that we are all educated and we like knowledge.
所以今天有很多知识方面的东西很吸引我们。
Therefore, many things that pertain to knowledge attracts us.
但是我们要晓得知识的这些话跟主的话之间有很大的区分的。
We must know that there's a great difference between the words from knowledge and words from the Lord, God.
我们基督徒需要里面的开启，需要里面得着的供应。
As Christians, we need to open up inside and the supply from inside.
所以我们在教会中也必须把这个话语的性质呢。的把它有很清楚的一个区分。
So we need to distinguish quite clearly the word in the church.
所以我们的神呢，他不仅说话，他喜欢借着人说话。
So our God not only does He likes to speak, He also likes to speak through man.
他借着先知们传递负担。
Through the prophets, He pass on the burden.
借着他的话语开启我们，供应我们。
Through His word, He opened us up and supplied us.
所以，因此，弟兄姊妹，在这里，我们要非常清楚地分辨，替神说话和为神说话是非常大的不同。
So we have to distinguish here very clearly that to speak for God and speak what God wants to speak is quite different.
这个替神说话,
to speak for God,
就是说神要他说的话。
That is to say what, say what God wants to say.
那为神说话的话，你可以照自己的方式。
And to speak for God in a way is that you can speak in your own way.
或者你可以说自己的话。
You can speak your own words.
今天我们看见为神说话的人很多。
Today we see that there are many people who speak for God.
真正替神说话的人不太多。
Really speak what God speaks are not so many.
这样的话，教会的光景就会变得非常的软弱。
So the, in this way, the condition in the church will be very weak.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神是要用人来替他说话。
So, brothers and sisters, God needs men to speak for him.
真正的话语执事是替神说话。
A real ministry of the word is to speak for God.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important issue.
那我们讲要讲一下，那么到底人怎么样能够替神说话呢？
Then we will come to this question: How can we men really speak for God?
我想首先我们需要知道的。
First of all, we need to know.
就当神创造我们的时候啊。
When God created us.
神把灵放在人的里面。
He put a spirit in us.
神在我们里面创造了魂、思想。
He created the soul in us, our thoughts.
然后神呢创造我们的口和我们的舌头。
And he then created our mouth and our tongue.
我们晓得这里有灵啊，有思想，有这个口，这三样事情呢，这个是对在说话的事情上面啊。是有很大的功用。
So here we see the three things, the spirit, the mouth, and the thought. The three things are quite different and have different effects.
这个人如何能替神说话呢？
How can we speak for God?
弟兄姊妹，第一个需要你灵里面受到感动。
First of all, you must be moved inside by the spirit.
我们知道是圣灵在我们的灵里面感动我们。
The Holy Spirit moved us inside.
所以我们讲过，讲到在教会中的讲道说话呢，是灵的一个活动。
So we have said that the speaking in the church is an activity of the Holy Spirit.
所以你要替神说话，第一件事情，你的心灵必须向神开启，必须在灵里有看见。
So if you want to speak, first of all, you must open up your spirit, and that in the spirit you must have seen something.
我们感谢神。
We thank the God.
我们一蒙恩得救之后啊
，After we are saved,
我们那个枯萎的那个死的灵就开始怎么样活过来了。
The spirit which was dead starts to relive again.
那因此呢，我们现在开始呢，应该可以替神说话。
So we start to be able to speak for God.
所以我们要叫我们灵里面的光景呢，越兴旺越好。
So that the livelier our spirit is, the better it will be.
然后第二件事情。
Then the second thing.
当我们的灵里面受到这个感动之后呢
？When our spirit is being moved.
我们心灵里面有个看见。
Then we see something inside.
然后我们的思想呢，就开始做一个凝聚的工作。
And then our thoughts start to work a definite work.
当然，我们晓得天然的思想啊，不管你多聪明啊，你对神的事情呢，你也没办法领悟的。
Of course, we know that our natural faculty of thinking would not be able to understand God's things.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们基督徒的悟性需要更新。
So that's why Paul tells us our understanding should be renewed.
这是圣灵在我们里面一个很奇妙的工作。
This is a wonderful work that the Holy Spirit is doing in us.
我们可以明白这个属灵的事情。
We can understand spiritual things.
可以明白这个看不见的世界里面的事情。
We can see the unseen things.
可以明白神的事情。
We can understand God's things.
因为我们里面有一个被更新过的悟性。
We have a renewed understanding.
然后你就要用这个思想呢，现在开始怎么样？要来抓住神的光啊。
And then you use this thought to lay hold of this light of God.
圣灵在你的灵里面开始给了有感动。
And the Holy Spirit moved us inside.
那么你就开始要怎么样来抓住这个光
？Then you try to lay hold of this light.
怎么样来定住这个光
？And how to fix on this light?
我早年的时候我不太懂这个道理啊。
In the early years, I did not really understand this principle.
所以我有常常有这样的经历。
So I have often this experience.
有的时候啊，忽然之间圣灵在我灵里面给我一点开启，哎呀，一句非常美丽、非常好的话。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit really moved me with me, and I have a really beautiful verse of God.
哎呀，我好高兴啊。
And I was so happy.
那么到晚上我就睡觉去了。
And then when I go to sleep at night.
我想明天早晨呢，我起来的时候我就要用笔把它写下来。
So that I would think that next morning when I get up, I'll write this down.
然后晓得早晨起来的时候啊，完全忘记了。
And then when I get up in the morning, I have completely forgotten.
我心里面就着急得不得了啊。
And I was so worried.
所以我就赶快跪在那，主啊，你再说一遍。
And then so I go say, come and speak once more to me.
他也不说了。
And he does not do it.
哎呀，我怎么想怎么想，昨天那句话就是想不起来了。
No matter how I thought back, I cannot think what it was.
我心里面就懊恼得不得了啊。
And so I do not know what to do.
不过我得到这个教训以后啊。
When I learned this lesson.
弟兄姊妹，我知道以后啊。你要定住神的光。
Then from now on, I need to fix on the light of God.
哎，我们前面的弟兄们呢，有一本小小的书，讲到如何定住神的光。
As an elderly brother who wrote a book and said how to fix on the light of God.
所以有一阵子，我身上就带了很多纸片。
So at one time, I had many pieces of paper in my pocket.
这个灵感一来的时候啊。
When the spirit moves me.
赶快拿起笔来就写啊。
I quickly write it down.
我知道不能等的。
I know I cannot wait.
你等了过一下，你等等就抓不住了。
If you wait for a while, then you have lost it.
我的姊妹知道。
My sister would know.
有一阵子，我那个书桌那个抽屉里面呢，什么纸都有啊。
At one time, my drawer in my desk, all kinds of slips.
有时候坐在飞机上面，灵感来了，糟糕，那个 napkin 拿起来就写。
Sometimes in a plane, the spirit moves me, and I took a napkin and wrote it down.
有的时候呢，来不及，那个报纸旁边撕一块下来就写。
Sometimes I cannot wait, I just tear down a piece of newspaper and wrote it down.
写了之后呢，我就通通把它存在那里。
And when I wrote it, I put it in the drawer.
所以我一大抽屉的这个什么样的纸都有。
So I have a whole drawer of all kinds of slips.
那个时候就知道，当这个灵感来的时候啊，你必须要用那思想怎么把它定住啊。
And when that inspiration comes, we need to fix on it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很重要的一个功课。
This is a very important lesson, brothers and sisters.
那么等到你能把主的这个光把它定住下来的时候
，When you can fix God's light.
然后你在你的心思里面可以做一个整理的工作。
And then in your mind, you can rearrange it.
有许多的时候，你把主给你的许多的光把它摆在一起，它成为一个完整的图画。
And sometimes you, when you collect God's different light in you, you make a very beautiful picture.
啊，里面成为一个明显的负担。
And then it becomes a very clear burden in you.
那么你就可以，把这个负担传递出去。
And then you can share and deliver this burden.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在人替神说话的事情上面啊，第二个重要的点就是我们。这个心思上的一个凝聚的工作。
When we are speaking for God, the second important point is what we have in our minds.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
就跟我们的口有关系。
Yeah, that's to do with our mouth.
这是我们的言语的问题。
And that's the way we speak.
那这个我们要祷告神。
This we need to pray before God.
求主借着圣灵把合适的口才赐给我们。
That God will through the Holy Spirit give us the eloquence.
因为我们知道发表神的话是需要口才的。
We know that when we speak the word of God, we need eloquence.
但是感谢神，这个口才呢是圣灵可以赐给我们的。
But this eloquence is something that the Holy Spirit can give to us.
那这是一个恩赐。
This is a gift.
那弟兄姊妹们。当神把这个口才给你
brothers and sisters, when God gives you this ability to speak,
然后呢，你就可以寻求呢这个合适的言语呢，把它发表出来。
Then you have to seek suitable words to express.
有时候神会给我们有知识的言语，甚至给我们有智慧的言语。
Sometimes He will give us words of wisdom and words of knowledge.
啊，你我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的经验。
I do not know if brothers and sisters have ever had this experience.
有时候我们读到那些有恩赐的弟兄们他们写的书。
Sometimes when you read books written by those who have brothers and sisters who have gifts.
你有同样的经历，但是你讲不出来，对不对
？You have to share the same experience, but you cannot express it, isn't it?
你读他的书的时候，你就发现，哎呀，这句话这么好啊。
When you read their books, you think, oh, how nice.
刚刚好把我里面的这个感觉完全发表出来了。
It really expressed what my thought was inside too.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵可以把这种口才、把这种知识、智慧的言语赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit can give us this wisdom and this words of knowledge.
所以我们可以看见在人被神用来做话语的出口。
So when we can see that when God used man as his instrument to express,
在我们人的这一面，弟兄姊妹，这三方面必须有好的一个配合。
From man's point of view, there are three points which man should be able to share.
所以在教会里面呢
，So in the church,
真正好的信息
，A really good message,
不仅是传递负担
，Not only to share the burden,
并且是言之有物。
It must be
言之有物啊，就是你讲里面东西的。
You speak with a content and understanding.
那个简单的说法上来讲呢，就是让人听见你的话的时候啊。
And simply speaking, is that when other people listen to you,
就能看见你里面所看见的基督啊。
And they will be able to see what the Christ that you saw.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们都有这样的经验，对不对？
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all have this experience.
当一个好的话语的知识在讲台上把主的话释放出来的时候
，and when you there's a good word from God and when it's shared on the
我们不仅是耳朵里面听见了这些美妙的这些道理
，it's not only nice doctrines and things that we hear in
好像我们灵里面有所看见
，it is as if our spirit saw something too.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是真正的。好的信息
，Brother says that this is the real what is meant by really good message.
所以，因此，弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们在话语的这个服事上面
，In the ministry of the word，
我们要懂得神的那个方法，神的带领。
We need to know God's leading.
那我想，我前面这一段的话呢，啊，我是等于，把我们弟兄昨天所交通再稍微的把它补充一点。
So far, what I've said is to supplement what our brother has said yesterday.
因为我真正的负担呢，我是要讲下面要开始讲，就在话语的服事上面，我们有一些什么样重要的一些学习。
And what I really want to share with you today is how in some areas some practical things about the ministry of the
我想这个是我们每一个弟兄姊妹都可以在神跟前来操练。
I think that we can exercise ourselves each and every brother and sisters.
我想首先也是讲到三方面重要的这个学习。
There are three different areas which we need to learn.
啊，第一方面我们弟兄昨天提过了，就是你要好好读圣经。
The first area our brother mentioned yesterday, you should read the Bible.
不，我在这里要加强的是，你要熟读圣经。
Here I would strengthen that issue by saying that you need to read the Bible well.
我们的难处啊，对于些爱主弟兄姊妹来讲呢，不是没有读圣经。
To those brothers and sisters who love the Lord, the difficulty is not that we did not read the Bible.
而是你不熟，不熟悉。
And is that you do not know it well.
我们有的时候拿出来一点呢，好像也知道，但是又好像不知道。
Well, because when something comes before us, it seems as if we know, but it seems as if we don't know.
我记得我年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
我们有一位年长的姊妹，她真是这个熟读圣经的人。
There was an elderly sister who really knew the Bible.
她常常呢，有时候一句圣经啊，她一整天都在那里思想。
Sometimes that on a single verse in the Bible, she could meditate on it the whole day.
她把这节圣经还这么左摸右摸的哈，摸到了熟的，简直是不得了的熟。
He turned the Bible verse in her mind the whole day that it was. He knew it so well.
所以有的时候我们聚会里面请她有点交通。
So sometimes when we invited her to share in a meeting,
她就打开圣经读一节圣经。
And she opened the Bible and read one verse.
在我们里面产生一个奇妙的感觉啊。
And in us there was a amazing feeling.
哎，我们说，哎，圣经中还有这个话。
Oh, the Bible did say this.
其实你已经读过好多遍了，你知道吗？
In fact, you have read this many times before.
这问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem?
你不熟练。
You do not know it well.
他非常的熟练。
She knows it very well.
所以有的弟兄们形容说他。圣经中这个拐弯抹角的地方，他都给你弄得熟得不得了。
And somebody said that even the corners, the little corners, she know in the Bible, she knows well.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要熟悉神的话语。
So we need to know God's word thoroughly.
啊，不是光读神的话。
Not just reading it.
我们今天最大的难处是不熟。
greatest difficulty is we do not know it thoroughly.
所以我们会看见很多有经验的侍奉主的人。
So we see that many brothers who are experienced in serving the Lord.
哇，他们就是有时候那个讲解圣经的时候哈，那个你就知道他们在圣经上花的功夫是多么的深呐。
So when they explain the Bible, you know that how much work they have done in knowing the Bible.
他们几乎把圣经中间所有的真理，每一个真理都花了很多的时间在那里思想过。
Every single truth in the Bible, they have meditated thoroughly.
所以当这些话语出来的时候，弟兄姊妹那么样的结实啊，实在。
So when the word came out, the effect is so real.
我们呢，有的时候呢，这个也能讲一点。
So sometimes we can say something.
我常常有个形容啊。
I often describe it like this.
就好像那个台湾的那个大王椰子树，你们有没有看过大王椰子树啊
？That's Taiwan a tree.
Palm tree.
A palm tree.
啊，那个看起来很高大，哇，那很好看。
It is very tall and it looks beautiful.
那个几个人抱不起来的一个大树。
And the girth is so wide that several people could not even.
但是我们晓得里面是空的。
But we know that it's empty inside.
所以你敲起来，这个很实在，敲起来空空空的。
When you knock on it, it sounds hollow.
我今天看有些年轻的弟兄们讲到就是这样，好像讲起来哇，天花乱坠啊。
Today
敲起来呢，空空空啊，就是这样。
Today when we listen to some young brothers speak, they have lots of words, but it is empty.
不够实在，不够结实。
There's no real substance.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要熟悉神的话语。
So we need to know God's word thoroughly.
所以你每天读主的话，你要读得非常的仔细。
So every day when you study the word of God, you have to study it carefully.
我想对青年弟兄姊妹们讲几句话啊。
I would like to speak a few words to young brothers and sisters.
有很多时候你不信，我把一段圣经摆在你手里，你读读看。
Sometimes when I give you a Bible and ask you to read.
有的人不是加上几个字嘛，就减掉几个字，对不对
？Sometimes they add a few words to it, or they take a few words from it.
所以你第一件事情，你要把主的话读得非常的准确。
So you need to study the word of God.Very accurately.
我年轻的时候啊，我们一些年长弟兄们告诉我们说，你要买圣经啊，你买那个大字圣经。
When we were young, the elderly brother told us, when you want to buy a Bible, buy those with big characters.
我说我眼睛这么好的，这个老人家读的圣经，我才不要读呢。
I thought that while I'm so young, these big characters are meant for elderly people.
所以我们年轻人的圣经都是很字很小，对不对
？So our Bible, the characters are really very small.
你看看，你总是读漏掉很多。
So when you read it very often, you will leave out a few words.
所以这个大字圣经就叫你什么呢？一个一个的读啊，就是、这样。
So when the characters in the Bible is big, then you can read it, read each character.
弟兄姊妹，你看其他的书呢，你这个一目十行可以，读圣经不可以。
When you read other books, you can read 10 lines at a glance in the ordinary books, but not with the Bible.
所以要做好的话语的出口的话，弟兄姊妹们，第一个要熟读圣经。
So to be a good minister of the word, you must know the Bible.
所以你首先练习在家里面把圣经读得很准，一个字一个字读。
So you better learn to read the Bible accurately at home, word by word.
不要增加，不要减少。
Don't add to it nor subtract from it.
第二方面。
Secondly,
就是要在祷告上面下功夫。
That you need to spend time in prayer.
要用功的祷告。
That you really need to pray.
使徒彼得在《使徒行传》第六章第四节告诉我们。
And Acts chapter 6 verse 4, Peter tells us.
他说我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
That we need to spend time in praying and in preaching the word.
他把这个祷告呢放在放在这个讲道之先。
He put prayer in front preaching the word.
有一个神的仆人这样告诉我过。
One of God's servants said this.
他说他每一次讲道。
Every time he speaks.
如果他讲一个钟头的道。
If he speaks for an hour.
他说至少有四个钟头的祷告。
He prays at least 4 hours.
弟兄姊妹，这是他在神面前的学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is his lesson in front of the Lord.
的确，今天我们需要有更多的祷告。
So we need today more prayers.
所以我就说嘛，神常常喜欢用那个没有口才的人。
That is why I say God often likes to use people who are not eloquent.
因为那个没有口才人知道自己的软弱，他比较会祷告。
Because if a person knows he's not eloquent, then he would spend time praying.
有的那些有口才的人呢，他根本不祷告。
Those who are eloquent, basically they didn't.Think they need to pray.
啊，这聚会之前去游山玩水回来了，照样上去就讲了。
And before the meeting, he goes touring, and then he comes back and he speaks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
真实好的信息、好的讲道，那是出自于后面迫切的祷告。
A good message depends a lot on the prayer behind it.
那么，什么叫祷告
？So what is prayer?
祷告就第一个，你先进到神的跟前。
Praying is first of all you come before the Lord.
啊，我们如同仆人一样，首先侍立在主人的跟前。
Like a servant, we first of all stand before our master.
我们要对主说：“主啊，你有什么话要说没有
？”And ask God, Lord, do you have anything for me to say?
所以前面的弟兄们也告诉我们，真正好的话语知识是一个侍立在主话语跟前的人。
So the elderly brothers tells us that a goodminister is one who can stand before God.
所以祷告是第一件事，你先进到神跟前。
So praying is first of all is to come before God.
啊，不是说现在呢，你有了一大套的理论，你也可以去讲不。
It's not that you have a lot of things in your mind and you just go and speak.
第二方面
，Secondly，
祷告呢是预备自己呢接受圣灵的启示。
Praying is to prepare ourselves to receive the revelation from God.
我们知道没有圣灵的启示。我们没有办法为神说话。
We know that without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we are unable to speak for God.
所以常常需要怎么样？很多时间在主面前的祷告。
That is why we need often a lot of time to pray before the Lord.
哦，我记得我刚刚蒙召出来服侍主的那几年。
I remember when the first few years when I first came out to serve the Lord.
啊，那个时候经验也没有。
That time I have no experience.
啊，所以呢，这个。整天最多的事情就是跪在主面前祷告。
And very often I spend most of my time praying, kneeling before the Lord and praying.
有时候祷告，从主得着了一点灵感，哎呀，好高兴啊。
And when I pray, when I have inspiration from God, then I was so happy.
啊，这个主日可以去讲一篇道。
And so this Sunday I can go and give a message.
等到一讲完道了，下面又开始担心了。
And after I've spoken, then I begin to worry.
下个礼拜怎么办
？What happened next week?
啊。所以从礼拜一开始啊，就开始就紧张，很多时间在主面祷告。
So from Monday onwards, I come and spend a kneel before the Lord.
但我知道主不是要为难我。
I know that God does not want to be difficult with me.
主也是给我一个训练。
He is giving me a training.
让我知道在话语的服事上面是严肃的一件事情。
He wants me to know that ministering the word is a serious.
你不可以有随便的态度。
You cannot have a casual attitude.
你必须学会用祷告。首先来到神的跟前。
You must need to learn to come before God in prayer.
要得着圣灵的启示。
And receive revelation from the Holy Spirit.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
祷告呢是寻求替神说话而不说自己的话。
Praying is to seek to speak the word of God and not your own words.
你所以到神面前去祷告。
When you come before God to pray,
你就希望说神啊。你有什么话托付我没有
？You ask God, God, is there any word you want to give me a burden for？
我们晓得祷告呢，有一面来讲是对付我们肉体的最好的一种方法。
We know that praying is one way, one of the best ways to deal with our flesh.
为什么今天教会在地上祷告的生活非常的软弱呢
？Why is it that the praying life in the church today is so weak？
因为我们的肉体不喜欢。
Because our flesh does not like it.
啊，一跪在那里一个钟头。
You kneel there for an hour.
这个天然的肉体不喜欢。
The natural, our natural flesh does not like it.
所以我们要对付自己的肉体的，最好是多祷告。
So to deal with our flesh, the best way is to have more prayers.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们的肉体很在主，特别为主说话事情有很大的难处。
Brothers and sisters, when our flesh wants to speak for the Lord, there will be great difficulties.
肉体啊，分两种。
Flesh, you can divide. There are two types.
有一种肉体是喜欢说话。
There's one kind of flesh that really likes to speak.
有一种肉体是不喜欢说话。
There's another type of flesh that would not like to speak.
我们晓得这两种肉体啊，在话语的服事上面都是大难处。
We know that these two are both great difficulties in the ministry of the word.
哦，有的人不知道怎么那么喜欢讲话。
Well, there are some people who just really like to speak.
啊，所以你要给他抓住的这个讲台啊，那他就讲个没完没了的。
And when he stands on the platform, he speaks without end.
那如果有交通聚会的聚会，他每次都是他讲，都是他讲啊。
And if there's a sharing meeting, every time was him, he who speaks.
啊，并且每讲都是很长。
And every time he speaks, it takes a long time.
有天然这种说话的欲望。
There's that natural urge to speak.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么对付他呢？
How do you deal with him?
你就好好的祷告。
You pray.
到主面前祷告。
Pray before God.
主啊，求你禁止我的嘴。
Lord, please forbid my mouth.
不要随便说话。
That I will not speak.
但是另外一种极端呢，这个肉体是不喜欢讲话。
The other extreme is that the flesh does not like to speak.
啊，所以你看，在教会中有的弟兄姊妹请他交通一点，这困难的不得了啊。
So sometimes you see that in the church, when you ask some brother to speak, it's so difficult.
你要去找他交通啊，他前面好像没有人样，坐在那里好像没有人样。
When you ask him to share, it is if he's not sitting there, there's no one is there.
叫他讲一句话，困难的不得了。
When you, it's so difficult to ask him to just say something.
有时候圣灵感动他那个心的蹦蹦跳，蹦蹦跳，跳到这里他就是不出来。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit is moving inside him so much so that it's already there, but he just cannot say it.
我们在教会里常常碰见这样的情形。
We meet very often people like this.
所以有些弟兄，我们请他交通一点，真是困难。
Well, it's so difficult for us to ask him to share.
就像有弟兄形容的，用九条牛力都拉不动他的。
And it's just like you try to pull it with all your might, you can't move him.
所以有的弟兄们也恨自己这种肉体上的这种的难处。
So some brothers have this difficulty in his flesh.
你怎么办呢？你就要跪在主面前好好的祷告。
What can you do? You just pray before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有的人知道这个印度的 Boxing 弟兄啊。
Someone of you know Brother Boxing in India.
他早先蒙召出来侍奉主的时候，他有困难。
It was great difficulty for him when he first began to come out to serve.
因为他是个那个印度人，那个大舌头。
Because his tongue
很大，那个 tongue 很。
There's a big tongue. These Indians have big tongue.
所以他讲起英文来的都听不懂的，我听不懂。
So when he speak English, very many people could not understand what he speaks.
他讲的像那个鸟语，啾啾啾啾啾啾这样子。
对 ，when he speaks, his mouth like 啾啾啾啾。
啊，从前在台湾，我听见那个吴和熙弟兄的爸爸啊，那个吴老弟兄替他翻译，我那佩服的不得了，他听懂。
Before in Taiwan, we saw Brother Jose, whose father translating for him. I was so amazed because he could understand what he was speaking.
我们的弟兄出来侍奉主之前，在这方面跟神之间的这个争执很厉害。
There was a great struggle in his brother when he first came out to serve.
因为他觉得他自己不适合讲话。
And he because he felt he could not speak.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
最后他顺服神。
He submit to God.
所以神大大的使用他。
And God used him greatly.
成千上万的人因着我们弟兄蒙恩。
Thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters.
所以我们要借着祷告来对付我们的肉体。
That's why we need prayer to deal with our flesh.
就是寻求呢，能替神说话，不要自己说话。
To seek to speak for God and not to speak for oneself.
第四方面。
Fourthly,
祷告还有另外一个很大的帮助。
There's another great help in the case of prayer.
就能胜过我们的紧张压力。
It can overcome our tension and our pressure.
哎呀，你要知道，讲道这个压力很大的。
You know that when you speak, there's great pressure.
也是非常紧张的。
It's you can become very tense.
假使你一个人呢，你有自觉感很重的话，你这个更难。
When if you are a very self-conscious person, the difficulty is even greater.
像我就是自觉感非常重的人。
Like me, I have a very great, I'm very self-conscious.
这个有自觉感的人呢。这个真的不适合做传道人的。
Those who are really self-conscious, indeed, they are not suitable to become.
但主也常常拉了很多这些有自觉感的人来服侍他。
But God always called many people who are self-conscious to serve Him.
我有一次啊，很冒昧，我就问江弟兄，我说江弟兄，你有没有自觉感呢？
One time I was brave enough to ask Brother Stephen Kong and say, "Are you self-conscious?"
因为我每次看他上台好像都很从容啊，好像这个很容易啊。
Because every time when he comes up to the platform to speak, he seems to be so at ease.
他说有啊有啊。
He said, yes, of course I have.
那我说你怎么样能胜过这个自觉呢？
And so I asked him, how do you overcome this self-consciousness?
是说弟兄祷告祷告祷告。
And he said, brother, pray, pray, pray.
你只有靠着祷告胜过你这个自觉感。
It is through prayer that you can overcome your self-consciousness.
尤其常常我们到很多陌生的环境里面要去为主这个说话的时候。
Very often we go to a strange surroundings and to speak for God.
哎呀，这个有自觉感的人，你知道那个多痛苦的一件事情。
It's so painful to be self-conscious.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你有这样的软弱，你可以带到神的跟前，在祷告中主。给你力量。
If you have this weakness, come before the Lord, and through prayer, God will give you the strength.
第五件事情。
Fifthly,
祷告呢能使我们这个话语的恩赐呢变得很流畅。
Through prayer, we can the gift that God has given us can become very fluent.
保罗非常知道这个祷告在传递话语上面的这个重要。
Paul knows that this is so important in the delivering of messages.
在我们想呢，保罗这么大的恩赐，他大概我们不需要为他祷告了。
So thinking of Paul, he is such a great gift. Do we still need to pray for him?
保罗也知道弟兄姊妹大概知道他恩赐很大，所以大家都不为他祷告。
And Paul knows that the brothers and sisters knew that he had this great gift, and that they need not pray for him.
所以你看，在以弗所书第六章十八十九节，对吧
？So you see that in Ephesians chapter 6.Verses 18 and 19.
特别在第十九节，他说：“请你们为我祷告。”
Especially in verse 19, he says, "Please pray for me."
啊，为我祈求，叫我什么得着口才，啊，那么得以怎么样放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
That I may be eloquent, that I may be speak with a bravely.About the mystery of God.
保罗说：“因着你们的祷告，我可以得着口才。”
Because of your prayer, I can become eloquent.
因着你们的祷告，我可以有胆量。
Because of prayer, I will have the I will be brave enough to do it.
因着你们的祷告，我可以开口讲明。
And because of prayer, I can speak to understand.
哦，像他这么大的恩赐啊，他都需要。圣徒们的祷告。
And with a person such a great gift, he still needs the prayer of the saints.
所以我们更需要神的祷告，更需要祷告。
So the more we need more, even more.
在哥罗西书第四章第三节那里。
In Colossians chapter 4 verse 3.
他也讲到，请你们为我们祷告，好叫神能够开传道的门，能把。这个奥秘把它传讲出去。
He said, "Pray for us so that God will open the door that we may be able to preach the mystery of God."
第六个点。
Six.
我们借着祷告呢，能使神的话语能行开，这也很重要。
And this is very important. Through prayer, we can spread out the word of God.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第一节这样讲。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1.
他弟兄们，请你们为我们祷告。
Brothers, brethren, please pray for us.
好使主的道呢，能够快快行开，得着荣耀，如同在你们中间一样。
So that the word of God can spread quickly as it has spread amongst you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要让神的话能产生果效，能够快快的行开，这个。只有祷告
so, brothers,
能够带进那个果效。
Brothers and sisters, the only way to enable God's word to spread quickly and far away is to pray.
你看到了启示录啊。
So when we come to the book of Revelation,
在启示录第五章里面
，in Revelation chapter 5,
那里讲到羔羊拿着那个七印这个封闭的那本书。
When the lamb was holding the seven seals,
当这个
the scroll.
当羔羊要这个解开这个书卷的时候
，When the lamb was going to open the scroll，
哎，你看，那里忽然记载说呢，那个四活物和二十四位长老呢，他们就把众圣徒都祷告先献上。
And then you notice that it says that the four living creatures and the 24 elders have their prayer before them.
然后呢，羔羊就解开七印。
And the lamb opened the seal.
所以弟兄姊妹，这次我们在这特会也是一样。
So in this It is the same way in this
context. 我们要叫主的话能够完全的能够被开启。
So that the word of God can fully open up for us.
这不光是靠我们弟兄们的恩赐的。
Not only we rely on, we trust the gift.
我们需要摆上众圣徒的祷告。
We need the prayers of all the saints.
所以你看见哈，这个祷告在主话语的这个服事上面有非常重要的一个地位。
So we see the important part prayer plays in the ministry of the word.
难怪这个使徒彼得说呢，我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
So we now understand why the apostle said that we have to concentrate on preaching and praying.
所以我们要能够为神说话，我们在祷告上要用功。
So if we want to speak for God, then we need to spend time in prayer.
我们说第一个是要熟读圣经，第二个用功祷告。
First, we need to know the Bible thoroughly. The second, we need to pray.
第三件事情。
The third thing,
就是要顺服膏油。
And is to submit to the anointing.
我们知道在路加福音第四章十八节那里告诉我们。
Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 18 tells us.
当主耶稣在那里要为神说话的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was speaking for God then.
他说圣灵又膏膏我。那么他就开始传讲神的话语。
And he said, the Holy Spirit anointed me. And I speak.
所以在传递话语的学习上，第三方面顺服膏油是非常重要的。
So, the third thing is that when you were delivering messages, the submission to the anointing of the Holy Spirit is important.
我们是在神的膏油中间呢，凭着信心来讲。
And we rely on our faith in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那就说今天你要不要讲这篇信息啊？是看看圣灵有没有把膏油给你。
So today, when you the message you want to deliver, you have to see whether the Holy Spirit have anointed you.
我讲一点我自己的在这方面的学习。
I want to share with you some of my experience, my learning in this respect.
尤其我早年刚刚蒙召出来侍奉主时，因为年纪很轻，才二十几岁。
When I was just over 20, started to come up to serve the Lord.
我没有多少太多的经验。
I have not much experience.
我听过很多道，也看过很多人讲道，但是我自己经验不多。
I have listened to many messages and I've seen many people preaching, but I do not have much experience.
我们听别人讲，觉得很简单呢。
It seems so simple for others to speak.
等到我自己上去的时候，我才发觉不简单呢。
And when I stood up to speak, I then discovered it was not that simple.
所以我记得有一次有一个地方呢，他邀请我去传福音。
So I remember on one occasion. There was a place that invited me to preach the gospel.
我很紧张，我几个月之前我就在准备。
And I thought it was very simple, and I prepared several months ahead.
这个好好的读圣经。
And I read the Bible thoroughly.
走路、吃饭、睡觉都想着。
And when I was eating, I was walking, I was doing other things. I keep thinking about.
我经过了很长一段时间，我终于呢，这个组织了一篇道。
Over a period of time, in my mind, I form a sermon.
有很清楚的题目。
A very clear topic.
也有合适的经文。
And the suitable scriptures.
还有合适的故事和比喻。
And the suitable stories and example illustrations.
心里很高兴，我想这样可以去讲了。
And I was so happy that I was ready to speak.
准备了很久，终于到了那一天。
And when the day came.
那么我是要从台北呢坐火车到那个地方去。
I need to take a train from Taipei to that place.
那这个中间呢，大概差不多靠近一个钟头的路程，火车一个钟头。
The journey took roughly about an hour.
所以我到了火车上，我就找个安静的地方坐下来。
So when I got to the railway station, I found a quiet place and I sat down.
所以我就闭着眼睛呢，在那里默默的祷告。
And I closed my eyes and I was praying.
然后把我要讲的那个这个道从头到尾一点一点一点一点的。把它这个思想一下。
And in my mind, I ran over the message I was going to speak point by point.
哎呀，我想这下子我这个万无一失啊。
Oh, now I think I've closed out all the loopholes.
哎呀，我正在那里啊，这个思想的时候啊。
And when I was thinking,
忽然里面有个声音出来了。
There was a voice.
这个声音说啊，你不要讲这个。
The voice said, "Don't speak on this topic."
你讲那个。
You should speak on another topic.
我本来闭着眼睛，我眼睛张开来了。
And my eyes was closed suddenly opened.
我说主啊，不行啊。
And I said to the Lord, no, can't be.
你知道我这个年轻人根本没有经验。
You know that this young man has no experience.
我这篇信息准备了几个月。
I've prepared this message for several months.
你这个临时给我换题目，这个不行啊。
And you changed the subject for me at this last moment. How can it be?
我里面开始很挣扎。
And I was struggling.
我只对主说主不行。
And I keep saying to the Lord, no.
主你要怜悯我。
Please have mercy upon me.
你知道我的软弱。
You know my weakness.
你知道我又不会讲话。
You know I don't know how to speak.
好不容易去。
It's not easy for me to get go there.
求求你让我讲这一篇。
I will pray that you will let me speak this.
主说不，你不要讲这个，你讲那个。
God, the Lord said to me, "No, you are not going to speak on this subject. You're going to speak on something else."
很厉害啊。
And that was great struggle in me.
啊，我的坐立不安。
And I was.
坐立不安。
I was like sitting on needles.
最后主说话。
Finally, the Lord said.
主说啊，到底是你要去讲道，还是我去讲道呢
？The Lord said to me, "Is it you who are going to preach, or is it me?"
好，如果你坚持讲这个，那你去，我就不去了。
And he said to me, "He said, if you insist to speak on this topic, you go, and I will not go."
我说啊，主你不去了。
And I said to God, "Well, you're not going."
你不去，那我怎么办
？If you don't go, what can I do? What am I supposed to do?
你一定要去啊。
You must go.
主说。你讲这个。
The Lord said, "You speak on this topic."
我看一看那个表啊。
I was looking at my watch.
还有半个钟头就到站。
It was half an hour before I get to the destination.
我说这半个钟头之内我要预备这一篇道啊。
And I said to the Lord, "Well, half an hour, you want me to prepare this message?"
但是弟兄姊妹，我知道，如果我不顺服主，我那一天就非常困难。
But I knew in my mind that if I do not submit to the Lord, that day would be great difficulty for me.
我真的是非常非常的这个为难。
I really do not know what to do.
因为我既然把自己奉献给主，我要听主的话。
But because I have surrendered myself to the Lord, I need to obey Him.
我说主好，我讲那个。
So I said to the Lord, "Yes, I will speak on that topic."
死就死吧。
If I die, I will die.
这个顶多我上去讲不出来了。那是你丢人，不是我。
If I go up there and stand on the platform, I could not say anything. That it is your shame, not mine.
因为这是因为你叫我这样做的，对不对
？Because it was your mistake.
啊，那下面的半个钟头啊，我这个整个人呢翻腾的不得了。
And this great difficulty, struggling me for the next half an hour.
哎呀，我一到那个聚会地方啊
，And when I got there.
哎呀。一两百的弟兄姊妹和福音朋友在那里。
There are about over 100 or 200 gospel friends there.
我高兴看见孙弟兄你来了，他不知道我心里面为难呢。
And they were so happy that I was there, was welcoming me.
Didn't
know I was
struggling. 欢迎啊！
And I would say, "Welcome, welcome."
我说你等一下就知道了。
And I said in mind, "Well, wait a minute, you see."
啊，心里面觉得非常非常的为难。
I was so embarrassing within me.
啊，他们开头唱诗歌，我坐在前面，我眼睛闭。
They were singing, and I was sitting in front, and I didn't know what to do.
但是我们的神实在是有怜悯的神。
But our God is really a God of mercy.
弟兄姊妹，他一点都没有为难我。
He did not cause me embarrassment.
很奇妙的一件事情。
It's a very amazing thing happened.
当我一站在讲台上的时候
，When I stood up on the platform,
我把这些话一读
，When I read the word,
哇，天开了，真的是天开了
，The heaven opened.
那个话就是像江河一样那么涌出来的，这样。
The God's word came out like rivers of water.
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹们
，I can tell brothers and sisters.
我这几十年讲道啊，我从来没有对自己讲道满意过。
So for so many years when I've been speaking, I've never been satisfied myself with what I said.
但是为着那一天的讲道，我要夸口。
But for that day, I can boast.
因为那不是我讲的。
Because it was not me speaking.
是圣灵带领我的。
It was the Holy Spirit leading me.
哇，这个话出来之顺了，我在上面越讲越开心啊。
And the words were flowing out, and it was getting better and better.
那个灵之强啊，里面是丰富啊。
The Spirit was so strong within me.
哇，那些讲完之后，很多人这个信主了。
And that day, many people believe in the Lord.
下来之后，里面这是充满的敬拜。
And when I got down in my deep in myself, I was full of worship and praise.
当然，主不是常常这样带领。
Of course, God, the Lord never leads us in this way every time.
也有过这么一两次，不过很少。我弟兄姊妹，我们知道神不太为难我们的。
But the thing is that God never cause difficulty in us.
因为我知道那是神对我的一个训练。
But this is just a training that God gave me.
告诉我说你要顺服膏油来说话。
Then to tell me to learn the lesson that you have to submit to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们为神说话，你必须要活在膏油的里面。
So today when you speak for God, you need to submit to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有当神的话语出来的时候，教会才得到真正的供应和帮助。
It is only when the word of God comes out that the church will be benefited.
那么还有呢？
And、
这个顺服膏油啊
，submitting to the anointing，
就是学习让膏油来控制我们的话的多和少。
And it is to learn to allow the anointing to control our words, whether it be many or few.
当膏油来到的时候，你可以尽量的说。
When the anointing comes, you can speak to your heart's content.
膏油一停的时候，弟兄姊妹，你就要停了。
When the anointing stops, you have to stop.
我们的难处有的时候啊，哎，是开头有膏油，膏油停了，我们还在讲呢，对不对？
Our difficulty is that we have the anointing of Spirit in the beginning, but when it stops, we still continue to speak.
那就是前面那一段话是神要你讲的。
So the first half of the words were words that God wanted you to say.
后面那个话都是废话。
The latter part of the words were just empty words.
那个不需要讲的。
There's no need to say those things.
我们在话语的这个学习上面啊。
In learning the ministry of the word.
顺服膏油的带领非常的重要。
It is most important to learn to submit to the anointing.
你讲的道多长时间，多长多短，都是根据膏油。
How the length of your message depends on the anointing.
所以我们的主在地上的时候、
So when our Lord was on earth,
你看他跟随圣灵的膏油是多么的严谨。
You see how closely follows the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
父说他就说，父不说他就不说。
If the Father spoke, he spoke. If the Father did not speak, he will not speak.
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里面，话语的服事是非常重要的一项服事。
Brothers and sisters, today the ministry of the word in the church is a very important service.
也是很严肃的一项服事。
And a very serious service.
我们看见有的时候讲台上面那个弟兄姊妹不够活在膏油的里面。
Sometimes we see brothers and sisters speaking on the platform without enough anointing of the Holy Spirit.
而你主任呢，那一所有的聚会里面呢，他占的时间最多，对不对
？And say in the Sunday worship, the time he spent.Was the most of the most of the time spent by him.
受苦啊。
And those listening were really suffering.
本来听道是很享受的一件事情。
Listening to a message ought to be a very enjoying.
结果后来听道变成受苦了。
But those who are listening are suffering.
是学忍耐。
Learning how to be patient.
弟兄姊妹，这个是不对的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not correct.
所以我们要让膏油来控制我们的这个言语。
So we need the anointing to control us.
我那个年轻的时候啊
，When I was young,
有些弟兄们呢，这个年长弟兄们好心训练我们讲道。
The elder brothers they were good in training us to speak.
所以有一次一个弟兄说，这里呢有一些的这个纲要给你，你好好的准备，那几个月之后哪一天是你讲。
So brothers and sisters would prepare an outline and give it to you and say, look, go back and prepare a few months on, you will speak on this topic.
所以我就开始在那里做准备。
So I prepared.
那个时候呢，正好我们有一段时间呢，我们读 Sparks 弟兄的这个书。
At one time we were reading the books written by Brother Sparks.
我们知道我们的弟兄是一个很明亮的一个话语知识。
You know that our brother Sparks is one who really have the talent in the ministry of the word.
啊，我读他的书啊，有一段呢、啊，哎呀，我里面实在是蒙光照。
And when I read some of his books, there was a passage which was really enlightened me.
所以那天晚上我上去的时候，因为我里面都是这个感动，所以我就先讲这个。
So I was deeply moved, and that evening I was the first one to speak.
哇，我上台讲的时候，这个灵里面非常舒畅。
And when I spoke, but the spirit in me was really moving swiftly.
因为我是对着青少年弟兄姊妹讲。
I was speaking to young brothers and sisters.
那些年轻人呢，大家都在听，很安静这样听。
And they were all listening there quietly.
哇，我这一口气讲了40分钟啊。
And I was speaking 40 minutes straight.
等他讲完之后啊
，And after I finish，
哎呀，我说对不起，那个年长弟兄交代我的，我还没讲，所以我就讲后面那一段。
And so I said, I'm sorry, the words which our elder brother asked me to speak, I have not yet gone through, so I'm now going to speak.
结果糟糕了，后面这一段一讲啊，一点高油也没有。
And then there was trouble. The passage which I was going subsequently speak, there was no anointing.
后来散会之后呢，有个姊妹跑来跟我讲，她说你刚刚那个前面讲到那里就该停了，后面不要讲就好了。
And then afterwards, a sister came and speak to me. She said you should have stopped when you finish the first half of the passage.
所以那次也是一个很明显的一个经历啊。
That was a very clear experience for me.
让我知道。什么是在膏油里面讲话，什么不在膏油里面
？To make me know what is speaking in the anointing of the Holy Spirit and what is not。
还有啊，你顺服膏油啊，第三个重要的点。
The third thing about anointing，
就是我们要注重那个灵感，不一定需要注重那个道理的完全。
We need to pay attention to the moving of the Spirit and not on the knowledge。
讲到说，你这个灵能够出来是最重要。
When you speak。The most important thing is that the spirit is there.
啊，不管不在乎那个道有没有讲完。
It doesn't matter if that what you want to speak is completed.
啊，有的弟兄们有这样的困难，就是非要把那个道给他讲完不可。
Some brothers and sisters brothers have this difficulty that when he prepares something, he needs to finish it.
我记得有一次，我也是跟江弟兄有点交通。
I remember once I had some sharing with Brother Kong.
哎呀，我是江弟，我们真希望你多讲一点。
And I said to him, Brother, I really want, like to, that you will speak a bit more.
他跟我讲，他说，弟兄啊，道是讲不完的。
And he said, well, the word of God you can never completely, finish it.
弟兄姊妹，这句话对我帮助很大。
Brothers and sisters, this word, this helped me a great deal.
道是讲不完的。
The messages you can never completely finish.
所以你讲道要注重那个灵啊。
So when you speak, you need to emphasize on the spirit.
所以我们需要顺服膏油。
So we need to submit to the anointing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们在这个话语的服事上面啊
，In the ministry of the word.
今天下午我交通三个重要的学习。
I have shared three great lessons.
第一个要熟读圣经。
First, to know thoroughly the Bible.
第二个要用功的祷告。
Secondly, use time to spend in praying.
第三个要顺服膏油。
And third, to submit to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那另外呢，我想我借这个机会啊，有几点学习几点注意的事项呢，也顺便跟弟兄姊妹们稍微交通一下。
And I would like to just mention a few points about some lessons we need to learn.
啊，我特别对在座一些比较年轻人的弟兄们呢，那么有一点交通。
I would like to share especially with some of the younger brothers here.
如果将来我们有机会啊，能够站起来为主说话。
If you have in future the opportunity to stand up to speak for God.
第一个，在你开头学习为主说话的时候
，In the beginning, when you start to learn to speak for God，
在你的讲道上面，你要注意的有也是三个点。
There are three things you need to pay attention in your message。
要注意要简单。
It must be simple。
要很清晰。
Very clear。
要很完整。
And complete。
西方有个哲学家讲，这三件事情加起来就是美。
And there's a philosopher who said that all these three elements added together becomes beauty.
所以你不要呢，一开头上来就想讲大道，讲深奥的道啊。
So don't wish to. Well, the first time you come to speak, you want to give a great message.
尤其在我们中间，我们听了很多深奥的道。
Especially among us, we have learned, we have listened to many very profound messages.
所以我们一站起来讲道，就从神永远的旨意开始讲起啊。很多青年弟兄姊妹也都这样。
So when we stand up to speak, we start from the eternal purpose of God, and many young brothers do the same thing.
其实你不需要这样。
In fact, you do not need to do so.
弟兄姊妹们，你不需要去效法那些已经成熟的这些执事们的这种情形。
You need not imitate those who are more mature.
啊，你要那样做法的是不合适的。
If you do it that way, it's not suitable for you.
就好像那个大卫啊，上战场去了，要打仗，跟哥利亚打仗。
Just like David going to battle with Goliath.
扫罗说我把我的盔甲给你穿。
And Saul said, I give you the armor for you to wear.
把战袍穿上，把头盔戴上。
And the robe.
这个甲胄衣给它绑上。
And the robe and the helmet and the breast armor put on.
结果大卫呢，一穿上就不会走路了。
And when David put them on, he couldn't even walk.
大卫说不行不行。
It wasn't working.
您可照我本相啊。
Just it is better to be just as you are.
拿一根棍子。
Take a stick.
然后呢，小溪里面捡五块石头，圆石头。
And pick up five round stones in the river.
结果上了战场之后呢，一个石头就把这哥利亚打倒了。
And when he went to battle, a piece of stone felled Goliath.
所以你开头学习为主说话的时候呢，最好是简单。
So when you first start to learn to speak,
to
do it in a simple way.
学习讲得很清晰,
and very clear.
学习呢整齐,
and clear and concise.
我记得有一次啊，我也是，讲说，哎，我这个讲道不好，我学那个年长弟兄讲道。
And one time I thought, well, the way I'm speaking is not good. I must imitate some mature brothers.
所以那个主日呢，我就学。年长弟兄的那种讲道方式。
So that Sunday, I tried to imitate the way a mature brother speak.
讲完了，我下讲台，有个姊妹就跑来找我了。
And afterwards, a sister came and spoke to me.
她说：“孙弟兄，你生病了。”
And he said, "Brother son, were you sick?"
我说：“没有啊。”
I said, "No."
我说：“我学那个弟兄讲的。”
I said, "I was imitating the way this brother speaks."
她说：“我们不习惯了。”
And he said, "We're not used to this."
所以下回我在讲道的时候呢，就照我本相啊。
And so after that, next time I spoke, I just be there as I was.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们都有机会在主面前学习为主做出口。
So brothers, we all have the opportunity to speak for God.
开头的时候最好就是注重简单。
And in the beginning, try to be simple.
还有呢，第二个点啊，稍微提一下。
Secondly, I would like to just mention this.
我们要知道为神说话是很严肃的事情。
We need to know that to speak for God is a very serious matter.
所以这个言语要敬虔。
So the words we speak should be respectful.
要合乎圣徒的体统。
It should be worthy of the walk of the saint.
什么叫做合乎圣徒的体统呢
？What does it mean to be worthy of the？
就是要像一个圣徒。
That is to say, like a saint.
跟世界人有分别。
Different from the people of the world.
所以特别在我们教会中间讲道也好，交通的时候也好。
So in the church, whether we are giving a message or sharing,
你绝对不可以使用那些粗俗的、那些低级的例子啊。
You must not use those unworthy and worldly examples.
那是世俗的话，最好少用。
And the language the world speaks, we should not use them.
有的笑话更是不能讲的。
Some kind of jokes we must not use too.
我们有的时候可以幽默一点。
We can be humorous sometimes.
但是不俗气。
But must not be worldly.
还有呢，在态度上面来讲呢，要学习谦和。
And in our attitude, we need to be humble.
你不要一站起来就是神的大仆人这个感觉。
You must not stand up and feel as if you are a great servant of God.
所以你讲话的时候，你们怎么样啊？弟兄姊妹，这个千万不要用。
So when you speak, you mustn't say you these sort of attitude. You must not.
你最好说我们怎么样。
The best is that we should be doing.
把你自己包括在内。
Include yourself in it.
弟兄姊妹，我听见有的讲道人他说你怎样。
I have heard some people give a message just pointing to you and you and you.
结果你自己也不怎么样。
And in fact, you yourself is like.
是吧？所以有的时候态度上面要谦和。
So the attitude, you must be humble.
最后一个点啊。
The last point.
就是我们在心思上面要学习受约束。
And in our mind, we need to exercise self-control.
我也是请教过年长的弟兄们的。
I've asked the elderly brothers.
因为我自己常常有机会讲道，所以我很注意一些他们有很有恩赐的弟兄们的讲道。
So because I often speak, I always notice these brethren who have gifts.
我看见有的弟兄们讲到说出口成章啊。
And some of them, whenever they utter something, it is really very beautiful.
心思非常的严谨。
And the mind is very, very strict.
所以我就请教他们，你怎么样会达到这样的一个光景？
So I asked them, how can you attain that state?
啊，弟兄们告诉我们说，你要注意你平时的讲话。
And he tells me that you have to pay attention to what you say in the ordinary day.
你平常讲话就很随便。
You must not speak too casually.
你的心思就不可能是这个非常的严谨。
You need to be very careful in your thoughts.
或者呢，对于今天有些弟兄们将来有机会啊，或者姊妹也是有机会，将来你有机会有讲道或者交通的。
And brothers, in the future, maybe including sisters too, where in future you have the opportunity to share.
开头一段时间最好怎么样？你学习能把你所要讲的全部把它写下来。
In the beginning, it's best for you to learn to write down everything that you're going to say.
啊，我知道有很多他们在主面前被主重用的一些神的仆人呢，他们每次讲到之前，他全部都写下来。
I know there are many servants of the Lord who are greatly used by God. Every time they give a message, they write everything down.
像我所知道，像 Sparks 弟兄 ，T. Austin Sparks 弟兄，就是每一次讲信息的全篇写下来。
I know Brother Austin Sparks. Every time he gives a message, he writes down what he says.
我想，这个对青年的弟兄姊妹们来讲，更是重要的一个学习。
I think this is an important learning for lesson for young brothers and sisters.
不会叫你的思想乱飞扬啊。
So that your thoughts will not be shifting all the time.
并且在时间上能有好的控制。
And then you can control your time as well.
啊，我想今天下午呢，我把关于这个话语执事的，根据我个人所能领会的一点实行的点，交通给弟兄姊妹。
I believe that I've shared some learning which I had in the ministry of word with brothers and sisters this afternoon.
当然，这个题目是一个大题目啊。
But this is a big subject.
还有很多其他的内容，我想，我们这一次呢，因为时间的限制，我们只能集中在这些比较能够在实行的一些点上。
And there are many other things that, so that we have to restrict ourselves to some very practical things.
愿主借着这些话能对我们有所帮助。
And we hope that through these words we are being helped.
我们请低头在一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你不仅是说话的神。
You are not only God who speaks.
你要借着我们这些人说话。
You also want to speak through us.
主啊，愿我们的口能被你使用。
May our mouth be used by you.
愿我们整个人都被你自己掌握。
That our whole person can be laid hold by you.
愿在神的家中。
That in the God's family.
人能多听见神的话语。
We can be able to listen to God's word more often.
我们求你让我们在这些事上有美好的学习。
We pray that you let us have a good lesson to learn.
我们感谢你，你借着你的话语教导我们。
We thank you because through your word you teach us.
你也借着你的灵在我们里面引导我们。
You through your spirit you lead us in within.
主啊，唯愿我们每一个弟兄姊妹的口都是流露恩典的口。
That the mouth of each of our brothers and sisters is a mouth that will express your grace.
我们的言语能多多的造就别人。
And our words could edify others.
让神的家能得到美好的建立。
So that the family of God could be edified.
我们谢谢你下午与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being with us in this afternoon.
我们再把感谢归给你。
We give you thanks once again.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our precious Savior.
Amen. 我们明天。